USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I don't think we're going to have a recession. I know people are very upset, and rightly so, about inflation, but there's nothing to suggest that inflation that a recession's in the works.
Bank of America is exposing Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and she may be wrong again. B of A issued a warning that inflation is in a technical recession. That's a quote from Michael Hartnick. He's the bank's chief investment strategist. A group of bipartisan senators have reached a gun safety framework, which includes enhanced background checks for those under 21, funding for mental health, and school safety and state grants for red flag laws. This is an agreement on principle and not legislative text, which comes next. U.S. annual inflation rose to 8.6% in May, the highest in 40 years. USA Radio News.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
A historic heat wave in the West is forecast to roll eastward this week after Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Denver had scorching temperatures over the weekend. More than 50 million Americans sweltered under heat advisories. Southerly winds will pump hot, humid air into the eastern two-thirds of the nation through Wednesday. With the election systems in many states being criticized for failing to do the job in a timely manner, Tulsi Gabbard, the former Hawaii congresswoman, weighs in on Fox News.
Make it as easy and straightforward as possible for registered voters to vote. And so some people prefer mail-in voting. I know some people. I prefer in-person voting. Yeah. Others do as well. Let's, you know, same-day voter registration. They're open. You know, there are so many different initiatives we could put forward. Again, let's encourage engagement in our democracy, because the more people who are engaged, the more the people's voices are heard, and make sure that those who are elected are actually serving the interests of the American people.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
An Astra rocket failed to deliver two weather satellites on Sunday. It failed to reach orbit. NASA is calling it a total loss. The January 6th made-for-TV show might have exposed the Senate Majority Leader by using President Trump's peacefully and patriotically protest at the Capitol on January 6th in an attempt to tie it to incitement. This, as Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer directly called for attacks on conservative Supreme Court justices. Quote, you won't even know what hit you, end quote. Days later, a man is arrested and charged with attempted murder of Justice Kavanaugh. Constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
I have to tell you, if it does, then Chuck Schumer's in trouble, too, because, you know, he made a speech in front of the Supreme Court in which he basically targeted two justices of the Supreme Court and said, you won't even know what hit you. Now, he didn't intend for that to be an incitement. But certainly mentally disturbed people and others, like the kid who was found in front of Kavanaugh's house, could easily take that as a dog whistle. And sure, it's so interesting because the Democrats are saying that Trump engaged in a dog whistle when he said peacefully and patriotically, let your voices be heard. But Schumer did not.
Right.
And the other side, the exact opposite. So we have to have one rule for all people, regardless of party, race, gender, or ideology.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.